This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Dell Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In 2009, we did not have any substantive changes to the spec. The Specifications Review Committee met and reviewed the specifications, make sure that cosmetic changes such as crop years, dates, and those kind of things were updated in the specs. The first way these specifications are used is as guidelines for the manufacturers of bale packaging materials so that they'll know industry needs and help them make bagging and ties for use by the cotton industry. The second way these specifications are used, USDA as condition of program eligibility for cotton farmers, and the cotton gins sign a cooperative bagging and tie agreement each year, or at least they have one on file with their local FSA office stating that they do intend to use approved packaging materials.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
This relates to manufacturers of bagging and ties and requires them to make available to the end users of those packaging materials a certificate of analysis. That certificate shows that not only bags or ties that they sent to the committee for testing, but during their manufacturing process, they have a quality control program in place that assures the materials that they are using as packaging material does in fact meet the standards set by the Bale Packaging Committee.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We have both domestic textile mills and foreign textile mills that do not particularly like the use of burlap bagging. However, there is a minority of mills, and in some cases within specific geographic regions, there are textile mills that do prefer burlap bagging, so there's not a consensus reached at this time on whether or not to do away with burlap bagging, and we're getting some mixed signals from the marketplace.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Specifically, if you go to www.cotton.org, then there is a technical tab on the right-hand side of the page, and under that, there's bale packaging. The specifications for cotton bale packaging are the first link on that page, and I think it is significant that this is the first year that we as the Cotton Council are not planning on printing out and mailing any hard copies of the specification. We've entered that time frame when the expectation is that these materials will be available on the internet. People can download a copy of the specifications and print them out if they need a hard copy.